Hello, and welcome to Mother Daughter Earthcast, a show that will help you navigate the eco world and live a more colorful and conscious life. We'll inform, inspire, and embolden you.
And most importantly, we'll have fun along the way to a more planet-caring lifestyle together.
Welcome to a very special episode of Mother Daughter Earthcast. This is Mariana Archibald.
And I'm Jenna Woods.
And today we have something super unique, inspired by my mom. This was all her idea. So mom, what are we doing today?
Well, the product was not my idea. You're the one that found it. We are now the proud owners of our own little plant wave device. And we've been dropping a few hints about it. I think we've actually been
dropping a few hints.
We've done more than drop a few hints. I think we've told you we've been waiting for it for months.
No, it's just the way you said it made me laugh. Like, we're super cool. We've been dropping hints.
Well, we finally got it. When did you order it? What, 5-6 months ago?
Yeah, they were on back order, supply chain issues. It took about 5 months to arrive, unfortunately, but we did finally receive it. So that's awesome.
Oh, it was the coolest thing. Mariana wanted to test it out last week, and I said, please don't do it without me. And thank goodness.
I almost did.
I think the reason why she didn't is because it needed to be charged overnight.
It did. So otherwise, mom would have been out of luck. Actually, otherwise, mom would have been at my house at like 8 at night. So it worked for both of us.
And then when she told me it needed to charge overnight, I said, well, do you want me there at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning?
That was a negative. But we have the device, and we've been playing around with it with lots of different plants, and we have so many ideas what we're going to be doing with it, and we want to make just, you know, background music, soundtracks, and all of these different things. But we figured today, or actually mom figured that today, especially since y'all just heard about Tom Wall in last week's episode, that we would follow it up with a little sneak peek into what we're hearing with some of our plants. So this is going to be a plant music heavy episode.
Yes, it's really magical.
And very soothing.
It is. When Mariana and I hooked the probes up to the first plant, I got tears in my eyes.
Well, and they're not necessarily probes, they're like clips.
Yes.
They're clips. Probes is kind of like a stick you would put in the ground.
That's true.
This is a clip. You clip it onto the leaves.
Yes, there are two clips, and you're supposed to clip it on to two different leaves.
Yep.
And, Mariana, why don't you tell us how it works? Because it's really cool. And I will tell you, I had a plant play some music for my son, Montana, and my husband, Chris, yesterday, and I had not explained it really well, and they were both pretty skeptical. And then Mariana came over today, and Montana was telling her why he was skeptical, and after listening to Mariana, he was like, oh my gosh, I totally get it. So Mariana, why don't you tell us how it works?
Well, if y'all want all of the precise terms and whatnot, you can definitely head over to plantwave.com. They have a lot of information there talking about how the device works. But essentially, to give you the highlights, and I think I might have mentioned it in another episode, but this is good to revisit. The device is called a MIDI device, and the technology originally comes from the polygraph. And this man who was super polygraph expert CIA agent ended up deciding one day that he would hook up his polygraph machine to a plant and saw that there was an output from the plant.
Wow.
So that's how it all started. So I think the polygraph is a great visual for what is happening, because this device, all what it's doing, I'm not saying all that it's doing some very cool stuff, but it is... using the electric clamps that we have, it is taking in and recording essentially the electric output from the plant, or as Plant Wave calls it, the bio data, and then translating it, if you will, into musical notes. And that's how we create plant music. And it's awesome. It's very, very cool because especially y'all hopefully might be able to hear some of the plant personalities on this podcast, but we've spent already a good amount of time playing around with this and you really can hear different personalities. The plant wave device has a lot of creative aspects to it as well. You can choose different presets. So we've chosen one that sounds as simple as possible. I do think it's nice to be able to hear individual notes.
Mm-hmm.
But what you have to just remember is that everything that you're hearing, it originates from the electric signal that the plant is producing. So, and yes, this device is assigning those electric waves and signals to musical notes and adding an artistic color or element, but it really is all originating from the plant, which is super cool.
Yes, and the simple interpretation seems to resonate better with Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where I had gone wrong. When I hooked it up yesterday, I had it. It was more of a symphonic
preset.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've chosen the simpler version, and you can really hear the individual notes a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll hear, and we're going to keep the same preset for all the plants in today's episode, so y'all can get a feel for the different types of plants, and Mom will be introducing the plants.
I will.
Before they come on stage. But one thing that we will make available to our patrons for sure for this episode as a little bonus material is, first of all, the full length of the recordings, and we'll also give y'all a sneak peek of the different presets. So, I'm probably going to throw in some extra plant recordings from my house too. So y'all can see.
I know last Friday, whenever I went over to Mariana's house and we used it for the first time, we just went all over her yard and the neighborhood. We even found a plant that was kind of puny looking. Well, actually, it had iron chlorosis, which I won't go into that, but it was puny. And the music sounded puny when we listened to it. And then we got one of her fiddly figs that's potted up.
And super happy.
Yes. And we went and sat on her front porch and had an adult beverage. And just...
Mom, you can say it. It was wine. We had a glass of wine, y'all.
We did. And we just had the best time just visiting, listening to the plant.
Yeah. And drinking wine.
Yeah.
It was perfect. And we were soaking up the sunshine, the evening sunshine. It was pretty magical for sure.
And then the music got a lot more subtle.
Oh, yeah. Like the sun plant was chill. Yeah. Our fiddle leaf almost was kind of like vibing with our wine energy. It kind of just really mellowed down after about 15 minutes. But it was super, super cool.
Yeah, but the sun was setting.
I vote wine energy. Mom votes setting sun.
I'm sure it was setting sun.
I'm sure can have your own input. Okay, Mom, what's our first plant?
It is a aglaonema.
And for people like me who would not know what an aglaonema is, can you describe what it looks like and the size and maybe how old this plant is?
You know what? I think, geez Louise, I don't know the common name for aglaonemas. I believe they might call them silver queens, something like that.
Here in Mom's household, she refers to plants by their scientific name. I'm not that cool yet.
But this is a different aglaonema. It's really girly.
I know, well, side note, the only plant name that I have at the top of my head right now is for Texas live oak, Quercus fusiformis. In case y'all were wondering, that's a tree, and it's the Texas live oak tree.
Good for you.
Quercus fusiformis. Southern live oak is Quercus virginiana.
Do you love saying that word?
No, I actually don't, because I don't think I'm pronouncing it correctly, but it's fun. It's still fun. Anyways, keep going. That's the only scientific name I know.
Anyway, this aglaonema, you wouldn't call it Silver Queen because it's green. Well, of course it's green with a lot of bright pink, bright and pale pink undertones. And actually, the cultivar name is Lady Valentine, if that gives you any idea. But it is just the cutest, girliest little plant you've ever seen. And I would say this one is at least a year old. It's not huge.
It's about what? Not even a foot tall?
Oh, no, it's not. And it's...
And the stems are pink, too.
Yes, and it's...
Mom, the plant's connected. Be careful.
Oh, sorry.
She's just taking it for a ride.
Well, I'm looking at the pot. It's in a 5-inch pot, if that gives you any indication.
Yeah, so it's small. It's fun.
It's a cute little indoor plant.
Indoor plant, yeah. Okay, so welcome to the stage... Aglaonema.
Yeah. Was that so cool or what?
That was fun. This little Aglaonema is pretty cute.
It is. And it's even kind of, it kind of sounds kind of girly and perky to me.
It sounds like you.
But it looks like you because you have a hot pink sweater on that matches the Aglaonema today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all noticed it, but I would say about 40, 45 seconds into it, I started stroking it.
And it took about 5 seconds for me to notice the difference.
And it started going ding, 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 ding.
So that's part of, and rightfully so, Montana, my brother, is still a bit skeptical about the fact that whether or not touching the plant would have any sort of an impact on its electrical output, if you will, if you want to sound really scientific, but I think it does.
Oh, I think it does.
I don't think we always notice a specific difference, but plants react to their surroundings pretty immediately. And I just don't see how you could think it wouldn't react to someone touching it. But who knows? That's part of what we're going to be playing around with. And when we were in Mom's greenhouse, there were definitely some plants that you could tell were more like, you know what, I'm just doing my own thing. I'm going to give you a few notes, but that's about it. And there were this is a good transition. Another plant, which we're about to place next, is this cute little orchid. And when we first hooked it up, it was like, play with me, play with me, play with me.
Aww.
It was so cute.
I know. I need to tell y'all what happened to my greenhouse.
She's embarrassed.
I am.
She's guilty.
Well,
y'all should tell her to release the guilt.
It was sad. Okay, I went out of town for about 10 days and we had our first freeze. December was super warm here in Dallas.
Yeah, it was.
And I did not know that my heaters weren't working. Actually, to tell you the truth, it was a cockroach that got in to the heating area and it blew it made a big mess.
Oh geez.
Yeah.
I didn't know a cockroach could blow out heaters.
Yeah, it did. But anyway, well, that mixed with I was out of town and I accidentally left a window open in my greenhouse.
It was not good.
No,
y'all.
I lost quite a few plants and if I haven't lost, well, I didn't. I lost quite a few plants, but then there are quite a few that are still struggling. And Mariana put the probe on one of the struggling ones, and it was, yeah, you could hear that it was struggling.
Well, and we have a plant that's struggling too. So why don't we do the happy orchid first?
Okay.
Tell us about this.
It's a Phalaenopsis orchid, and this is the type of orchid that you often find in the grocery store. And
this is a white one, in case y'all were wondering, and it seems pretty young.
It's a miniature orchid plant. Do you see how much smaller the blooms are than the bigger ones? So it's a smaller size Phalaenopsis, and it has three cute little white blooms on it.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so up to the stage is our friend little Phalaenopsis.
Yeah.
So how did y'all like our little Phalaenopsis friend?
Wasn't it cute?
So cute. So cute. Sometimes I want to say she or he, but I know that doesn't make sense, but I do sometimes get like a more feminine or a more masculine. For that one, I don't know. It was just fun.
I would call it cute and spry.
Cute and spry. Yeah. So that was the little orchid. Now is kind of the sad one. Y'all should see this. This is another orchid, right?
Yeah.
Yikes. So, couldn't tell by looking at it.
Well, okay, hold on. It's an intergeneric orchid. It has the pseudobulbs, and the pseudobulbs are still alive. It's going to make it, but the leaves did not like the cold weather.
It looks really sad, y'all.
Yeah. It's
and when we plugged it in or hooked it up earlier, Montana, my brother, said that he didn't want to listen to it anymore because it made him feel really sad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll see what it sounds like right now. It's warmer inside the house. We've brought all these plants from the greenhouse into the house. So maybe it'll sound differently, but when we first hooked it up, it was from the little cute orchid, which we just heard, to this one, and it was all much lower and much kind of more sad. So,
and I wasn't in the greenhouse, so I didn't get to see it. Yeah. So.
Or hear it.
Oh, that's what I meant. I didn't get to hear it.
Okay, well, let's see what it does for us now.
Okay.
So that was our little sad orchid.
Well, it gave me great hope.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's clearly still alive. I thought it kind of felt like it's clearly hurting. That's what I felt. But it's going to be, it's like saying, like, I'm going to be okay. But it's not, it's not at its most robust.
No.
But I could hear that, I feel like, with some of the lower notes and some of the... Yeah, there were some higher, you know, more energetic notes, because it's still going to be okay, you can tell. But I feel like you could definitely tell that it's hurting.
Yeah. Well, it gave me great hope. It did. It was more energetic than I was expecting it to sound.
And when we were plugging it in, Mom accidentally ripped one of the leaves off. Fell off. It's yellow.
It was not me.
It was what?
It was you.
No, not me. It was definitely not me.
Oh, really? But anyway, okay, we got two leaves left on it. Hokey doke, are we ready to try another one?
Yeah, is this our last one? Oh, no, we have the Tillandsia, which I don't know if it's going to work, Mom, but...
Well, let's try the Tillandsia right now.
And then end with the succulent.
Well, we also have the Dracaena
marginata. Listen, y'all, we got no shortage of plants here.
No, we
but
don't.
But we also, you know, we're just giving peeps a little snippet taste tester.
Okay.
So this is a Tillandsia, also known as an air plant.
Yes.
So Tillandsia, that's a scientific name.
Yeah, that is a botanical name.
Botanical name that mm-hmm. I know. I, to be honest, I think I've told you, I've had zero luck with our Tillandsias. I think our house is too dry. They don't like it. They just don't like it. Well, but this one looks wonderful.
It's been in the greenhouse.
Yeah, it's very happy. And just so y'all know, hopefully this works, but we've had a couple of issues with Tillandsias. This device seems to work much better with kind of leafy green type of leaves, don't you think?
Yeah.
But we'll see how it works with this one.
Let's give it a whirl.
We tried it with my agave, and that one was, that's a little tricky because it was, I think, too thick for the clips.
But we tried it on a succulent at my greenhouse and it worked.
That's true.
Okay. It did not work with one of my Sansevierias. The Sansevieria, I believe it's called Cilantrica. It's got a really big, thick, round stalk, and that didn't work.
I hope y'all know what a Sansevieria is, because your girl definitely doesn't.
A Sansevieria, a lot of people call them mother-in-law's tongues, but the Sansevieria Cilantrica is... it just looks like a rod.
She's cute. Okay. We are continuing on with our Tillandsia.
Or airplane plant.
Airplane.
No, airplane. Sorry, not airplane. Airplane.
Or airplane. How about let's give our friend a better introduction onto the stage. Welcome to the stage,
Miss Tillandsia.
I was going to say Mister. That's really interesting. Our friend, our gender neutral friend, Tillandsia. That might be my favorite one so far.
I know. And we ended up not using the first Tillandsia. We moved it over to a much bigger Tillandsia called Tillandsia xerographica. And
this one almost felt like, you know, it's not the new kid on the block. This Tillandsia knows what's up. It's almost like it was the music teacher for all the other ones. I don't know. It sounded like it had a broader range.
It did. It had a lot of high notes and low notes.
It was more melodic, I thought.
The adjective that's coming to my mind is stately.
Stately. Well, Mom, look at you using fancy words.
Ooh, I used a multisyllabic word there.
Yeah. It's like refined.
Well, actually, it's only two.
Yeah. She's cute. Multi more than one. You're fine. Yeah, it's almost like posh even, like, I'm just gonna be awesome over here. I don't know. I didn't find it playful. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Playful's not the feeling. but like it knows it's cool.
Yeah.
It kind of is. It knows it's cool. Hey, Talancia, you're a graphica. Can you teach me a thing or two, please? Next time I go into a meeting, I'm going to channel Talancia Zero Graphica. Well, there you go. Okay, that's our second to last one. Who's the last? And no, mom, we got one more.
Okay, I guess let's try the red Christmas cactus.
Okay, and tell us about this one.
It is the botanical name is Slumbergera. Slumbergera. Yes. Real. And it's red Christmas cactus. So what's really interesting, I wish you could see
it's
this
red
plant.
Y'all.
It's bright red. Well, it's maroon red.
Yeah, it's
the leaves are. Yeah. It's not blooming.
No, it's maroon. Yeah.
Yeah. It does not look like your standard Christmas cactus with green leaves. So it's thick and fleshy, and so let's see what this plant says to us.
Yeah. So what does a Christmas cactus usually look like? It's green with the red flowers. Is that what that
either
is?
Either red or pink, or I think there's some of them maybe with white flowers.
And where did you get this little guy?
I got it at the Texas Discovery Gardens. They a lot of propagation of plants down there.
Nice. Okay, let's see what this little red Christmas cactus.
Sounds good.
Sounds like.
By this plant. I felt as though it was on a bit of a roller coaster. Sometimes it was high and perky, and other times there were some very low, slower notes. What did you think?
I don't know. I don't think I was confused. I thought what came to mind was the feeling that you get when you go to Olive Garden.
Do tell us, what is that feeling, Mariana?
There's clearly nothing like super special, yet really comforting. I'm sorry, little Christmas cactus. Like, you're special to me. But that's kind of what I like. You know, it was just felt very comforting listening to this plant, but it's no cat. It's no Talancia Zero Graphica. Let's put it that way. I'm going to channel the Zero Graphica. But, you know, I'm going to act like, you know what I mean by channel, but I can't talk to plants like you do. I'm just trying to
I don't talk to them.
All right, you listen to them. But yeah, that's what the Christmas cactus made me feel.
I'll never look at this plant again, y'all. It's like without Olive Garden. Of Olive Garden. That
You're
was
welcome.
That was Mariana's favorite it restaurant was. When she was a little girl.
Oh my gosh, I still love to go. However, side note, y'all, I'll only go to new Olive Gardens because the old ones smell like musty cheese and it's really gross. But I do still love to go to Olive Garden. It just warms my heart. Like this plant. Again, nothing special, but there's just something about it that just is, you know, very comforting. I don't know. That was my take.
Y'all have gotten a lot of information on this podcast.
I know. What do you know? So that's that was our little show, plant music show and tell for the day. For those of y'all who join us on Patreon, I am going to string together all of those recordings. And we are playing snippets here on the podcast, but I'll string together the full recordings of these, was it five plants? And make that one audio file available for y'all to download and listen whenever you want. And then keep an ear out for future kind of background music, study music, sleeping, meditating. We're going to play with the different presets. And this is real talk now. But my mom and I were talking the other day. I mean, we are literally, in my opinion, listening and having the privilege really to listen to the essence of these plants. Mm-hmm. These plants are creating this energy, which, yes, we are translating to musical notes, which is just one way of interpreting that energy. Mm-hmm. But it just always makes me happy listening to them.
Yeah.
And just like a beautiful melody or a beautiful song on the piano has incredible energy, I think these plant recordings do as well. And so if that's something that interests y'all, we're going to be putting some longer plant music, you know, compositions together so people can just have that positive plant energy in their lives.
It's just another way to connect and understand plants, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I feel like I understand them a little bit better.
Are you kidding me? Zero Graphica and I are buds. I really identify with that one. I need to start being more like the Zero Graphica.
Aren't you already?
Nah, not enough. Not enough.
Oh, boy. Hold on, y'all.
Not enough. Cute little Christmas cactus.
And don't forget, you're dressed like the Aglaonema.
That's true. Aglaonema, I love you. I'd already forgot your name, though. I loved all of these plants. Can we thank them for putting on a great performance? They
yes.
did an awesome job.
I know. This was so much fun.
This was a lot of fun. Well, thank y'all for listening. If you want more plant music episodes, y'all let us know, because regardless of whether or not we're going to be recording them, we're definitely going to be playing around with our new plant wave toy. So if there's a specific plant that interests you or a specific, you know, experiment, just give us a holler. And for those of y'all who aren't already on Patreon, go check it out, patreon.com/mother-daughter-earth. And we'll be making all of these recordings available to all of our patron members, patron little tiers and whatnot. So it's going to be fun. And stay tuned for more.
This has been great, Mariana. Yeah, thanks, you, plants.
Thanks, plants. See ya. See ya next time.
Bye.